The reason I consider it such a uniquely valuable question is that it has the potential to foolproof every aspect of your life. They will give you a new perspective on your love life, your career, your finances, your family, your schedule, everything. This question sheds light on issues the Bible doesn't specifically address. It provides you with a context for addressing questions of where to draw the line morally, relationally, and ethically. Like a piercing light, this powerful question cuts through the fog surrounding so many of your decisions and enables you to see clearly. And yet, as you are about to discover, it's not an easy question to ask. It's not that the words are difficult to say. It's just that the question exposes so much about your heart and your motives that it is, well, just not an easy question to ask. It's like walking out of a dark building on a sunny day. There is something about this question that will make you want to retreat to the shadows where your eyes have already adjusted. Like direct sunlight to the unshielded eye, this question can be extremely uncomfortable. Here's why. The art of self-deception. You see, in addition to making the occasional dumb decision, you and I have something else in common. We are good at deceiving ourselves. Really good. Self-deception comes naturally to me. I can make a bad decision look and sound like a great decision with one hand tied behind my back. I can make a poor financial choice sound like an investment opportunity. I've made poor relationship decisions sound like ministry opportunities. I've missed countless workouts under the guise of, I need my rest. I've rationalized gallons of ice cream with the phrase, everybody needs to live a little, as if ice cream adds to the quality of life. I've wasted massive amounts of time doing all kinds of things that seemed important at the time but had no cumulative value. And given enough time, I can even find a Bible verse or two to support my foolishness. Every kind of addiction begins with similar self-deception, such as, this won't hurt anybody. I only did it once. I haven't had any for a week. I'll be careful. I can handle it. Or, I can quit whenever I want to. Sound familiar? Chances are you don't have to think past last week to come up with a bad decision or two that you talked yourself into. Probably some of your greatest regrets started with choices that you convinced yourself were good ones. But in fact, you were actually robbing yourself.